another episode of the Pirate's Code Podcast, coming at you under full sail. Today, I be answering a question from a southern gal, a sweet tea drinker, whose voice be as sweet as the tea. What would Blackbeard say about Dave Ramsey, broadcasting from a private yacht on Old Hickory Lake? Hendersonville, Tennessee, aye, not far from the financial fortress of old Dave Ramsey himself. Today, we set our spyglass on a modern-day rebel of the airwaves. If ever there was a landlubber with a pirate's fire in his belly, tis Dave Ramsey, the Middle Tennessee money man who spent decades battling the beast of debt with not a cutlass, but a microphone and a whiteboard. He started out much like many captains of industry, riding high on real estate success in his early 20s, building a million-dollar fortune, only to lose it all in the financial squalls of over-leverage and poor planning. But like any true buccaneer worth his salt, Ramsey didn't sink. He rebuilt. This time, not just for himself, but for every poor soul shackled by the chains of financial bondage. Rising from bankruptcy, Ramsey turned his pain into purpose. He launched a radio show from a humble Nashville setting, The Money Game, which became The Dave Ramsey Show, offering plain-spoken, battle-tested advice to folks drowning in debt. He didn't preach from an ivory tower, but from the deck of experience. His message: cut up your credit cards, pay cash, live like no one else now, so you can live like no one else later. Director, no fluff, no tolerance for whiners. R reminds of myself. Over the years, his voice became a lifeline to millions. His Total Money Makeover book sailed to bestseller lists, while his Financial Peace University helped churches, schools, and families rechart their financial course. And while he fights against the status quo of get a degree, get a job, get a mortgage, and die in debt, his creed echoes that of every pirate who's ever refused to accept the rules of the empire. Act your wage became a battle cry. Ramsey has built an empire of his own, Ramsey Solutions, headquartered in Franklin, Tennessee, with hundreds of crew members rowing toward a mission that's bigger than profit. Whether he's helping out employees behind the scenes, giving generously to causes, or offering tough love to those who call in, Ramsey has stayed true to a course many deemed too blunt or too bold. He calls out student loan traps, bad mortgages, overconsumption, and I, for all the barbs he's taken from critics and the changing winds of culture and media, he sails on, undaunted, unfiltered, and unwavering. If there be a pirate code for personal finance, ye might just find Dave Ramsey's name scratched on the mast. The man's no banker and no bureaucrat. He be a rebel with a cause, and Blackbeard tips his hat to any soul who dares to fight the tide of mediocrity with nothing but grit, guts, and a plan. Every good pirate be cursed by the crown, but Ramsey's not here to be liked. He's here to free the captives. The debt slayer of Franklin strikes fear into the heart of Visa and MasterCard alike. Gather close now, ye swabs and savvy souls, for I'll spin ye a tale of treasure won and lost. Not upon the open seas, but in the taverns of real estate and the banks of false fortune. This tale begins with a young man named Dave Ramsey, not yet the weathered voice of financial rebellion, but a bold lad in his early 20s, eager, sharp, and smelling the scent of gold on the wind. He built himself a fortune. Aye, a fleet of rental homes, real estate deals, and a net worth breaching a million doubloons before most men had grown their first whiskers. But, like many a pirate who set sail without knowing the winds, young Ramsey took on too much sail, over-leveraged, buried in debt to banks with smiles sharper than cutlasses. And when the tides turned, the banks came knocking. They weren't offering rum and revelry. They wanted blood. Bill Gates says, success is a lousy teacher. It seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose. Aye, and so it was. By the age of 26, Ramsey's ship had sunk beneath the waves. Business lost, wealth gone, and reputation in tatters. But here's the lesson, mates. A true captain ain't measured by smooth seas, but by how he weathers the storm. This weren't the end of Ramsey. The Franklin Firebrand, it was only the beginning. As I meself have known, when the world knocks ye down, ye either stay down or rise from the wreckage, wiser and warier than before. So listen sharp, because this be where Ramsey's real legend begins. Now then, mates, after the sea has stripped a man bare, after the waves have claimed his gold and pride alike, what's left is either driftwood or a keel ready to be laid anew. Dave Ramsey chose the latter. Out of bankruptcy, shame, and the ruin of a once proud empire, Ramsey did something most folk never find the courage to do. He opened his mouth and spoke the truth. Not to boast, but to warn. Not to wallow, but to light the lanterns for others lost in the dark. He took up a mighty strange weapon for a man of business, a radio mic, and started talking to folks. Ordinary folk, broke, anxious, overwhelmed by debt, each one staring down their own private kraken. And Ramsey, he charted a course for them, one call at a time. Sigmund Freud says, out of your vulnerabilities will come your strength. Ramsey didn't dress it up in banker's lace or smooth talk. Nay, he barked the truth like a sea dog who'd been burned by the powder. No debt! Pay cash! Cut the cards! You're broke, mate, but not broken! Captain, cut the card! Taught that plastic be the devil's compass! His show started small, just Nashville folk at first. But word travels fast when the tide be rising. Before long, folks all across the land tuned in. Not for Polish or polishers, but for a voice that felt like a lifeline. He didn't call himself a guru or a savior. Just a fellow sailor who'd sailed into the storm and come out the other side. And the Dave Ramsey Show became more than a broadcast. It became a map, worn and true, passed from hand to hand. And ain't that the way of a pirate who's lost his ship? Find the survivors, build a new crew, and set sail again. With a sharper eye on the horizon, every pirate worth his salt knows ye can't sail aimlessly and hope to find treasure. You need a map, a strategy, a code to steer by when the winds blow foul and the reefs lie just beneath the surface. And that, me hearties, be exactly what Dave Ramsey gave to the world. A code, a step-by-step battle plan, not for riches, but for freedom. He calls it the baby steps, but make no mistake, it ain't for the faint of heart. Step one, save 1,000 doubloons as fast as you can. Emergency gold, should the storm blow in. Step two, pay off all your debts, smallest to largest, with every spare coin ye can muster. Step three, build yourself a bigger chest, 3 to 6 months of expenses to keep you afloat in lean times. And onward it goes, toward building wealth, giving generously, and never again being shackled to the banker's yoke. Simple, aye, but it be the doing, not the dreaming, that separates the rich from the free. Dave Ramsey, the sheriff of the sea chest, who ain't afraid to tell a man to stop spending like a drunken admiral, says, you must gain control over your money or the lack of it will forever control you. That quote there? 'Tis the creed behind every baby step. Control the gold or be its slave. Like Blackbeard scuttling merchant ships to break the East India Company's grip. Ramsey urges folks to scuttle their credit cards and reclaim command of their lives. His teaching ain't about getting rich quick. It's about changing course. Setting sail on calmer seas with your sails trimmed proper and your eyes on the horizon. A code, aye. A true pirate's code of coin, courage, and discipline. Ramsay didn't just talk about wealth. He built a crew to teach the code, churches, schools, communities, and spread financial peace like rum at a victory feast. This weren't just advice. This was a movement, a financial corsair, a lone raider pillaging and exposing the lies of the modern financial system. Ah, now let me ask you this, me hearties. What kind of scoundrel tells the whole world to not use credit cards, to pay cash like it's the 1700s, and to live within your means while the rest of society screams, "Buy now, worry later!" A rebel, a mutineer, a man who scrawled his own charter and refused to sign the Empire's. That be Dave Ramsay, the radio renegade, who took one look at the modern rules of life. Get good grades, take on student loans, buy a shiny car you can't afford, take out a 30-year mortgage, spend your life paying it off, and called it the debt trap it is. He don't just question the system, he rages against it. College? Only if ye pay in gold or go where it won't bankrupt ye. Cars? Buy em used with cash. Houses? Don't ye dare buy one till ye can handle the upkeep like a proper captain. Me friend in this realm, Samuel, Mark Twain as ye know him, says, whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it is time to pause and reflect. Aye, Ramsay walks against the current like a sailor refusing to wait on the wind. He gets mocked. Aye, some say he's old-fashioned, unrealistic, even harsh. But so be it. Every pirate, prophet, and pioneer gets called mad before they're called right. And why does this matter, ye ask? Because Ramsay's rebellion be not for his own gain. It's for the broke, the weary, the shackled. He knows the truth most won't whisper. The system is built to keep you serving, not sailing, and he's not having it. The bare-knuckled barnacle buster doesn't play by Wall Street's rules. He writes his own. He teaches folks to think like pirates, not pillagers, mind ye, but free men and women, beholden to no banker, no lender, no master, but their own compass. It's one thing to bark orders and shout truth over the airwaves, but what a man does when no one's watching, that be the measure of the soul beneath the coat. And by most reckonings, Dave Ramsay don't just preach generosity, he practices it. His crew at Ramsay Solutions work in a place built not just for profit, but for purpose. A culture where debt is the enemy and freedom the standard. He pays them well, treats them fair, and expects them to walk the walk, just as he does. He's given away millions in charity, paid off debts for strangers, supported ministries, funded adoptions, backed small churches without ever calling the press. No fanfare, no spotlight. Just acts of quiet strength, like a seasoned captain tending to wounded sailors in the night. No one has ever become poor by giving, wrote Anne Frank. That line rings true in Ramsay's world. For all the bluster and bark, beneath the surface, you'll find a man who sees money not as treasure, but as a tool. One to be wielded wisely, shared generously, and guarded only from the thieves and tempters of this world. And I, he be tough. He tells folks hard truths. Sometimes too hard for the soft-hearted. But even Blackbeard knew that kindness without backbone invites mutiny. Ramsay leads with a hand on the rudder and another ready to throw a line to the next struggling sailor. In a world where many shout and few act, Ramsay does both. And that, me hearties, puts him in rare company among the modern-day mariners of the soul. Some men seek to be remembered for the gold they hoard, others for the power they wield. But the wisest of all be remembered for the charts they leave behind, the ones that show others the way. Dave Ramsey's legacy ain't just a radio show, though the Ramsey Show still sails on, now with over 20 million listeners weekly, syndicated across the land. It ain't just book sales, though the total money makeover has moved more copies than a Spanish galleon moves rum. Over 8 million sold, with more in print. And it surely ain't just Ramsey Solutions, though that ship be crewed by hundreds sailing under the flag of freedom. Nay, his true legacy is measured in lives, in marriages saved from the brink of collapse when the money stopped drowning them, in children who grow up seeing cash paid in hand instead of a plastic promise, in generations yet unborn who'll never know the feel of a lender's collar round their neck. Me good buddy Al, Albert Einstein, advises folks, try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. Well said, Al. That be Ramsey to the letter. He could have chased TV glory, joined the Wall Street windbags, or softened his tone to tickle ears. But he stayed his course. Stubborn, unyielding, faithful to the mission. Like a true pirate captain, he's outlasted the storms, seen competitors rise and sink, and held to his code even when the seas turned red. Whether the world praised or mocked him, Dave Ramsey kept his hands on the wheel, eyes on the stars, and voice steady as a war drum. So what say ye, crew? A man who started in ruin and rose to lead millions from the depths. Ain't that a legend worth singing?
Pardon the interruption, Blackbeard, but I just have to throw some black powder on this fire. Arabella Nightwind here, Blackbeard's first lady, for those of you who haven't had the pleasure. I've known my share of silver-tongued men who talk coin with a wink and leave you with pockets turned out and promises empty. But this Ramsey, he's a different cut of cloth. He don't woo with false riches or charm with empty dreams. He wields truth like a blade and carves a way out of the debtor's gallows for any soul willing to listen. To me, he's no banker. He's a breaker of chains. So I call him thus, the chain breaker of coin. Frees the shackled without firing a shot. Or perhaps this, Sir Save-a-Lot, a bit cheeky eye. But tell me it ain't accurate. But my favorite be this, the Holy Harbour Master. He guards the docks where fools unload their financial sins. Arabella signing off. Back to you, my love.
Where was I before I was so politely interrupted by the storm dressed in lace? Ah, yes! So now, me hearties, after sailing the life and legacy of this firebrand from Franklin, I ask ye straight, would Blackbeard approve of Dave Ramsey? Aye. He would, and not just with a grunt and a nod, but with a thunderous toast, a stomp of the boot, and a broadside aimed square at the debt-riddled docks of this modern world. The buccaneer of baby steps be no banker's lapdog, no soft-handed noble telling the crew to tighten their belts while he dines on silver. Nay, he be a rebel, a builder, a man who lost everything, then chose to rise, not for riches, but to liberate others from servitude, masked as success. He fights the same battle we pirates did in days gone by, not with cannon and cutlass, but with words, wisdom, and a weapon far more powerful. Discipline. George William Curtis be quoted as saying, it is not the ship so much as the skillful sailing that assures the prosperous voyage. So take the wheel, mates. Don't wait for the wind to favor ye. Make ready, trim your sails, and plot a course of your own. No debt, no chains, just clean waters ahead and gold earned honest and true. If you want to hear more from Dave Ramsey, tune in to The Ramsey Show, available daily on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on the airwaves across the country. For books and tools, sail on over to RamseySolutions.com, where you'll find The Total Money Makeover, Baby Steps Millionaires, and more financial treasure maps than a ship's library. Follow the man himself on social media at Dave Ramsey on Twitter and Instagram, and Ramsey Solutions on Facebook and YouTube. The man ain't hard to find. He leaves a bold wake. And if this episode stirred your spirit, then subscribe to the Pirates Code podcast, download the Blackbeard app, and send it to a mate who's still beholden to the banker's curse. Until next, we sail! Adventure awaits. Prosperity beckons. Claim the life ye deserve. This be Blackbeard signing off, reminding ye that freedom ain't given, it's earned. One coin, one choice, one bold move at a time. Now raise the black flag and sail free. Oh, and Dave, if ye ever catch wind of this podcast, the founder sends his regards. He himself has benefited from your ministry.